Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your episode for Monday, January 15th. But if you're listening to this on Sunday, don't worry, you didn't fall into the future or anything. I'm putting it out there a little bit early because of the Monday afternoon game. Wanted to have the Monday podcast a little bit longer shelf life, so we're putting it up on Sunday afternoon. But this is your host, Matt Shook. You can find me on Twitter at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. You can also find me on Twitter with the Locked On Pistons handle at Locked On Pistons as well. And we got a Facebook page, so follow us there at Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook as well. Today we're going to be taking a look back at Saturday night's loss to the Chicago Bulls and talk about the newest Pistons edition and why that you should get excited for them, and a little bit of civic pride with this one here. And we're going to look ahead to Monday afternoon's game against the Charlotte Hornets. But wide receiver Roy Williams, Rodney Stuckey, Darko Milicic, what do those guys have in common? They are all hanging up in a closet at my parents' house. But there's no better gear than jerseys to wear to the game or to school. Book a warm vacation, get out of this weather, and wear your Pistons jersey to the beach. Sports jerseys are expensive, and they have a short shelf life. The season you invest in one, you know that guy is getting traded soon. With the trade deadline coming up, who knows what Pistons will be shipped out of town sometime soon. But speaking of shipped out of town, Rep the Squad is your answer for all of these problems. A mail-in jersey subscription service for authentic jerseys, not the cheap ones. It's genius, and Detroit is one of their initial markets. Switch between your favorite styles and stars whenever you'd like. Stafford's gray jersey, Darius Slay in Honolulu blue, Drummond, Reggie Jackson, the Grant Hill teal jersey, Isaiah Thomas, they're all on there. New jerseys arrive fresh and clean in 2 to 3 days. It's like the old Netflix mail-in system, but authentic jerseys instead. Perfect for your kids who are going to grow out of those jerseys anyway. Cancel anytime, and it's a great gift idea with gift subscriptions available. Locked, L-O-C-K-E-D, is the promo code for 2 weeks free. Again, promo code LOCKED at the website repthesquad.com. Support Locked On Pistons and enjoy this fine product and rep the squad this season. Pistons lost 107-105 to the lowly Chicago Bulls here in the Windy City where I tape the podcast from. The Pistons are now officially halfway through the season, so we're halfway there. 22-19, 7th place in the Eastern Conference playoff standings, tied record-wise with the Milwaukee Bucks, losing on the tiebreaker. Avery Bradley, who was fantastic on Saturday night and scored 26 points, made a steal in the final seconds, which led to a 2-on-1 break for the Pistons to possibly go for the tying basket. Reggie Bullock and Tobias Harris went 2-on-1 against Chris Dunn. Bullock took the pass from Harris and aggressively went to the basket after Dunn got hit on the elbow on the shot. Didn't get the call. It rimmed off. Game over. It was a foul, but I've always been kind of a proponent of throwing away the whistles for the referees at the end of the game. Don't make those game-changing foul calls. So I guess it would be hypocritical for me to complain about this one. However, when you hit a shooting arm or an elbow, I've always kind of thought that's just one of those no-brainer calls. So what are you going to do? I can see both sides of it. But a frustrating loss nonetheless for Pistons fans who have suffered a few of those this year, of course. But the game was Zach LaVine's debut with the Bulls, and that was bad luck for Detroit to go in there on a big night for Chicago, who's playing pretty well these days. The Baby Bulls are now 13 wins in their last 20 games. LaVine, who came over in the trade for Jimmy Butler from the Minnesota Timberwolves in the offseason, he had 14 points in his United Center debut. Rookie Lauri Markkanen had 19 points for the Bulls, and coach Fred Hoiberg, who got the win. Andre Drummond had 21 points and 15 rebounds in the loss for the Pistons. And it's just bad times. The dog days continue. It's a road game. It's always tough to get the win on the road in the NBA, but you expected the Pistons to knock off the lowly Chicago Bulls, but weren't able to do it. Plenty more cracks at the Central Division rivals a little bit later in the season, but hopefully the Pistons will take note of this one and keep track of the Bulls' number kind of going forward there. Quick turnaround, though, as the Pistons are back in Detroit and play a 12:30 game against the Charlotte Hornets on Monday afternoon for the annual early Martin Luther King Day game there. So We're going to be talking a little bit about the Pistons' newest player and why you should be excited about him as well. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men in that coveted 18 to 44 demographic, then this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at matt_shoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes!
A little bit later on Locked On Pistons, we're going to be looking at the Charlotte Hornets, who the Pistons will host for the Martin Luther King Day game at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit on Monday at 12:30. But the move for the Pistons that they made on Saturday was the addition of Kay Felder, the point guard from Detroit who played at Oakland University. There's a great video from Vice that I'll tweet out today that was made after he was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers last year in the second round. He's actually technically drafted by the Atlanta Hawks, but ended up in Cleveland on draft night there. And it was shot and released then about Felder back in Detroit, back in his neighborhood near the Palmer Park area in 7 Mile. And it was actually filmed also at his basketball camp that he put on after being drafted, where he was at Joe Dumars Fieldhouse, the old State Fair grounds there. And that's where they shot some of the material, and his childhood park as well, that they've also etched his K name into as well. It's a pretty cool watch, so check out that Vice video that I will tweet out as well. So Felder, he played 42 games for the Cavaliers last year, fell out of favor, didn't play very well, and they picked up Darren Williams on the waiver wire, so that was kind of the end of the K Felder time in Cleveland. They ended up trading him to Atlanta in the offseason, back to the original team that drafted him. They waived him shortly thereafter, according to an article today from Rod Beard that I just read on DetNews.com. Ended up with the Bulls. He played a handful of games in Chicago for them, and they've needed a lot of point guard help despite swinging and missing on guys like Michael Carter Williams and Cameron Payne these last couple of years. But Felder, he's tiny. He's 5'9". I know a lot of the listeners of Locked On Pistons are very familiar with him and maybe watched him growing up playing for Pershing as well. He was a prolific scorer at Oakland University in the Horizon League, and also at Pershing. He was a doughboy. Couldn't quite get that state championship, but was a city champion for the Pershing Doughboys. The two-way contract that he signed with the Pistons came about because that's a new roster mechanism that the NBA has added that was one of the two. Luis Montero is one of the two players the Pistons have under a two-way contract where they go back and forth from Grand Rapids to the Pistons, and Dwight Bikes was the other. But on Friday, the team Pistons signed Bikes to an actual NBA contract, kind of giving him a promotion and a guarantee on money there. On two-way deals, the players, they only have a certain amount of days where they can be with the NBA team as opposed to the G League team, the Grand Rapids Drive. So because Bikes has been playing so well, and because if you're looking ahead, kind of the long-term injury that Reggie Jackson has on the ankle, Bikes definitely earned that spot. So he got the promotion, so to speak, and that opened up the roster spot for a coveted spot. I mean, better than a regular G League contract, obviously, a little bit more money. And then you can the prestige of playing with the big league team a couple times throughout the year. So teams get two of those, and now Kay Felder is the other one. Felder at Oakland University in Rochester is getting 24 points and 9.3 assists per game as a junior. Was one of the big stories of the nationally, really. He was the leading scorer and assist guy in all of college basketball for a while, but ended up fourth place nationally in points per game. And he left for the NBA after his junior season at Oakland, which was kind of a little bit of a surprise. In the NBA, he was supposed to be a bit of an offensive spark plug, but it hasn't panned out so far with him. Of course, at 5'9", he's going to probably be a little bit of a defensive liability, maybe a lot bit of a defensive liability sometimes. And that's been the case for him in his limited time in the NBA. What should help is if you're paired up with a guy like Avery Bradley in the backcourt, maybe you can mask a little bit of that. Certainly they've done that with the Pistons with Reggie Jackson in the past. It's a good deal for the Pistons. A little bit of excitement maybe in the city of Detroit, which is always a good thing. He reminds me a lot of Rashad Phillips of Ferndale, a little bit older than I. And if you're a Michigan basketball fan, you know Rashad from his Ferndale days. And then, of course, most notably at the University of Detroit, he broke all the scoring records at UAD. Never really got his shot in the NBA. The fact is, little guys, they kind of get short shrift, pardon the pun there, in the NBA because teams are very conventional, and they aren't really going to go against the grain a whole lot. Earl Boykins of Eastern Michigan, another local guy that we all know about, he had to bounce around a little bit more than he should before he stuck with the Denver Nuggets throughout most of his career. Nate Robinson is another guy. He's been better than his tenuous career and jumping around has suggested. It seems like he always overperformed when he stuck with someone for a little bit longer. Those guys like that, those little guys, they just need to have someone give them a chance. And maybe Kay Filder will get that chance with the hometown team, the Detroit Pistons. But speaking of those Pistons, Monday afternoon, the Charlotte Hornets are coming to town. One of those teams that figured would be rivaling with the Pistons for one of those last spots in the Eastern Conference playoff hunt. The Pistons have lived up to that billing as being one of those teams in contention for the bottom half of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, while the Charlotte Hornets have not. What's wrong with Charlotte, and what can Pistons fans expect from the Hornets on Monday afternoon next year on Locked On Pistons? Big Detroit Lions news, according to Adam Schefter this morning on ESPN.com. So Matt Patricia looks like he's coming to town, and you need to know all about it. So listen to Locked On Lions with Matt Derry, the daily Detroit Lions podcast, for everything about the storied franchise, the Detroit Lions, that is always number one in the Detroit sports scene, according to fans, in terms of interest. We all know it. It's a football town. But we like to think here on Locked On Pistons that we can get behind this team if they ever turn it around. But as they try to build towards that way, we're with you here every day to talk about the Pistons here on Locked On Pistons. But speaking of those Pistons, Monday afternoon, 12:30, the Charlotte Hornets are going to be in town, 16-25. And if you're a longtime listener from the beginning of the season, you heard it here on Locked On Pistons first that the Hornets would struggle. And guess what? I was right. A lot of the prognosticators had them as kind of a nice sleeper pick in the Eastern Conference, but that has not panned out. I didn't like the look of the roster. I didn't really think that Kemba Walker was ready to make that next step. And Dwight Howard coming in the offseason is never really a good sign for your team. But alas, Dwight's been pretty good. It's just the team has not been that good behind him. So Coach Steve Clifford has been away from the team for more than a month, but it came out on Friday that he will be reporting to the team soon. He'll be back on Tuesday. So Monday should be the last game with Steve Silas leading the way. The associate head coach has taken the reins in the last month. Charlotte played home games on Friday and Saturday night, and then they got the day game on Monday in Detroit, so a little bit of travel. So both teams are kind of coming off of a little bit of a tougher schedule, with the Pistons playing on Wednesday and Friday, on Wednesday and Saturday on the road, and then back in Detroit. So really kind of a wash there, with Charlotte playing more games in a shorter amount of time before this one, but having the chance to be at home before coming out to Detroit here. But as you can expect, the Monday afternoon game for Martin Luther King Day, it's going to be a weird atmosphere. I remember seeing the Celtics visit the Palace for Martin Luther King game back a few years in the later days of the Going to Work Pistons. I was doing a story for the Port Huron Times Herald about a local kid who was attending his first game or something like that. A human interest story with Paul Pierce and the Celtics in town. It was nice for the Times Herald. Did a bunch of cool stuff like that. I'd go to a bigger event in Detroit and find the local angle. I did a Tigers opening day once where I was credentialed and did a story about the local fans going to that game. And then I covered and I remember that was Jim Tomei hit a home run off for Joel Zamaya. And we all talked to Joel Zamaya after the game. And he's the rookie, but it looks like that he's going to be a player to watch after a nice spring training, although he gave up the opening day home run to Jim Tomei for whoever he was playing with back then, if it was Cleveland or the White Sox or the Twins. I think it was probably the White Sox. But anyway, I also covered the PGA Championship when I was with the Times Herald. Did a story about how Rocco Mediate's caddy was from St. Clair, Matt Ackett's, and then also about how Mike Weir was from Sarnia right across the river to Port Huron there. So they sent me to the PGA Championship. So some cool stuff, even though I was working for a small paper at the time. I know you guys all care about my stories from Port Huron. But with the game on Monday afternoon at the Palace, a bunch of little kids at the game, I think they'll probably do a bunch of school packages and maybe some free tickets for some schools, hopefully from the city of Detroit as well. So it could be a little bit of a different atmosphere. And the game's also on NBA TV, so a nice national exposure for the Pistons, for people who are going to be home from work and thumbing through the channels, and hopefully they'll find some pretty good Pistons basketball on Monday afternoon. For the Hornets, Nick Batum is back. He injured himself in a preseason game against the Pistons and missed the first few weeks of the season, and he missed the first meeting between the teams as Detroit and Charlotte played on opening night at Little Caesars Arena. A Pistons win in that one. But going down the list of all these Hornets, I mean, you got Marvin Williams, you got Kid Gilchrist, Jeremy Lamb, Michael Carter-Williams, Frank Kaminsky comes off the bench, Malik Monk out of Kentucky as well. These are all big college names. I mean, these guys were playing for Blue Bloods teams. They were playing for all those great teams and playing on national TV, playing in the Final Four. It's almost like owner Michael Jordan only watches the Final Four and then just drafts accordingly. Like, I saw him in March, so let's pick Frank Kaminsky. He was good in the NCAA tournament. But I think that's kind of a knock on those guys. It's almost like such a college-heavy area that they pick really good college basketball players, thinking that that's only going to be the only way that it translates to that success is the way that they play well as a 19- and 20-year-old will dictate how they are as 25-, 26-year-olds. But we are seeing that that kind of strategy is not working. You should do a better job of kind of drafting for potential as opposed to getting guys that have high points-per-game averages on John Calipari's team or something like that. But speaking of Charlotte, though, Pistons fans on Twitter, they love them some Kemba Walker. There's no shortage of trade machine machinations that Pistons fans on Twitter like to throw out involving getting Kemba Walker up to Detroit. There's no indication that he's actually available from Charlotte, and I'm not sure how he would fit in with the Pistons, with Reggie Jackson still on the roster for two more years of the $80 million deal he signed a few years back, but I guess that's details, right? I haven't seen a spread for the game yet as I taped this on Sunday mid-morning, but I'd stay away from this one. The Monday afternoon variable is one that I do not like. But do go out and win this game, Pistons. I mean, put that Chicago loss behind you. Take care of those bad Eastern Conference teams. Unless, of course, maybe we're finding out that the Pistons are a bad Eastern Conference team themselves. And I guess we will see that in the coming weeks. But as you see that, you should be repping the squad using the Jersey subscription service. Support this podcast. We don't ask a lot of you guys. And this is a great deal for you if you use promo code LOCKED. That is LOCKED for the spelling challenge. LOCKED. Use that promo code for 2 weeks free of the Rep the Squad service. You can have a jersey, and when you get tired of it or you wear it to a game and you want to get a new jersey, send it in the mail. You get the next one back. They'll send that next one before they receive the last one, so it's not like there's a big turnover. They send you the postage and the mail, the mechanism that you're supposed to use it, the bag that you send it in as well. Easy service. I've heard about it. It works. I'm going to get it myself sometime soon as well. So Rep the Squad. Support Locked On Pistons. Use Rep the Squad. Use promo code LOCKED and let them know that Locked On Pistons sent you. Go ahead and follow Locked On NBA Network on Twitter at Locked On NBA Net. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever else you get podcasts. Rate us on iTunes too. We would appreciate that. Follow us on the Facebook page, LockedOnPistons.MattShook. So we'll be talking about that Charlotte Hornets game as well and looking ahead to the rest of the week on Tuesday's podcast. But I want to thank you guys for listening, everyone. I'll be heading to the Chicago Bulls against Miami Heat on Martin Luther King afternoon. So maybe I'll have some relevant stories about the Pistons. I'll be covering that game for the Associated Press, so I might have some notes to pass along from that game as well. So thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you all again soon.